I appreciate the good singing tonight. Take your Bible in your Old Testament and go to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter number 15. Thank you, Brother Todd. Jeremiah chapter number 15. We trying to remember, was it last Sunday night or Wednesday night? We talked about the Word of God and what the Word of God would do for you. Was that Wednesday night, Brother Freddie? And yes, sir, it was Wednesday. We talked about how we can get patience and comfort and hope from God's Word. And tonight I want to take that just a little bit further. Jeremiah chapter number 15, and we'll look at a verse of Scripture and then go to Jeremiah chapter number 20, and we'll pick up a verse there, just a few verses tonight. I know we've got a big dinner after church and all that, and I'm hungry too. We'll eat and have a good thing. We've got Mexican food. Amen, Brother Sanchez. They call it Spanish food this morning. That's Mexican food. Amen. And anyway, we'll have a good time of fellowship together. I'm looking forward to that. But it wouldn't do us much good if we went out there and filled up on food that just feeds our bodies. Yeah. No, we need to come in here tonight and get some food that'll feed our spirit. Amen. I've got a sneaky feeling that the average Christian does not take his Bible serious enough. Amen. Would you agree? I've got a feeling that if we just don't take this book serious enough, I believe if we did, we wouldn't see the trouble that we see. Amen. We wouldn't see the people falling out like I see the people falling out. Amen. When people come to me and they're real low spiritually, I can tell you right off they're not reading their Bible. Amen. When husband and wives are chewing each other's face off constantly, they ain't reading this book. Amen. Why? Because this Bible will affect how you act. It will affect how you think. Amen. It'll affect how you talk. Amen. In Jeremiah chapter number 16, and I may need my glasses. Look down with me at, chapter 15. Look at verse number 16. Jeremiah 15 and verse number 16. He said, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." We're going to come back to that verse here in just a few minutes, but I want to read it again. He said, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them." In other words, he consumed it. He took it in. It didn't go in one ear and out the other. Amen. I wonder how many times you can't even remember what I've preached before you get home from church. Somebody asks you, "How was church?" "Oh, it was good." "What did the preacher preach?" You didn't take it in. You just took it. Amen. Amen. And the Bible's that way. And we'll get to that in a minute. He said, "I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." And then in chapter number 20, in verse number 9, Jeremiah says, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name." You know who he's talking about? He's talking about the Lord. Jeremiah is mad. Jeremiah is upset. He's discouraged. He's preaching, telling all these people exactly what God told him to tell them, and they ain't doing nothing about it. I mean, his preaching's falling on deaf ears. He's discouraged is what he is. I mean, I don't know about you, but every now and then, the Christian life gets discouraged. Amen. If you teach a Sunday school class, you'll get to the point where you feel like you're not helping anybody. You'll get discouraged. Amen. What will keep a discouraged Christian from quitting? Jeremiah wanted to quit. He said, "I'm not going to speak his name anymore." That's what he said. That'd be like me and Brother Charles just getting together and say, "You know what? Let's just quit this. Let's not preach this stuff anymore." Amen. Let's quit worrying about people dying and going to hell, and let's just close up shop and go home. And that's what Jeremiah said. He said, "I won't speak any more in his name," but there's a "but" right there. Y'all remember what that word "but" is, don't you? It's a conjunction. It means what is about to be said is going to be totally opposite from what has just been said. Amen. something's fixing to happen. I quit, I'm mad, I'm discouraged, and I'm not even going to preach in his name anymore, but. But what? But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire, shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Amen. Now just give that some thought for just a minute. Has his word ever burned in your heart? I thought about two guys that felt maybe like Jeremiah did as they walked with Jesus on the road to Emmaus. And you know what they said once they figured out that it was the Lord they were talking to? They said, did not our heart burn within us when we heard what? Anybody know? His words. Amen. There's something about that Bible. You put it in you and it'll do something for you. Jeremiah was discouraged. Jeremiah depressed, I guess, if you will. He's ready to quit. He's ready to throw in the towel and go home. He said, but there was something on the inside, and what was it? It was the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, if we'll take bigger chunks of this thing and put in our hearts every day, it'll make a difference in our life.
Amen.
Amen. You say, I'm getting tired of hearing you preach about the Bible. Well, read it. Amen. Pick it up every now and then. It won't hurt you. I promise you that. It may hurt your feelings in a few places. Amen. What kept him going, what kept him from stopping, was the word that he had shut up in his bones. In chapter number 15 and verse number 16, again, he said, thy words were found, and I did eat them. He said that his word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of his heart. I want to look at several things about the word of God. Now, I hear this statement all the time, and I think it's, and some of you have made it, and I'm not being critical of you, but it's not really a very smart statement. When you say, I wish I knew the Bible like Brother Freddie, or I wish I knew the Bible like Brother Charles. No, you don't. Or you would.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Listen, Brother Freddie and Brother Charles don't know the Bible like they know the Bible because they read it once a month.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me?
Yes,
Brother Freddie, do you have any idea how many times you've read it through? You got a clue? Once or twice? You're a liar. He's read that Bible through over and over and over and over and over again. You say, well, man, why does he read it over and over and over? It's new and it's fresh every single time. Amen.
Amen.
He knows the Bible like he knows the Bible because he's read it so much.
Amen.
Amen. There's a couple of those old John Wayne movies. And if you don't love the Duke, you don't love the Lord, man. There's a couple of them old John Wayne movies. I can lip sync with it and just quote the entire movie. That movie, anybody ever seen McClintock? I know that movie by heart. I can just get up here just about recite it to you. Amen. You know why? Because I've seen it over and over and over and over and over. And even though it never changes, I still anticipate getting to see it again. Amen. But this Bible changes every time. Oh, the words don't change. Oh, but Lord, the Lord will give you something new every time.
Amen.
Amen. Every single time. They know the Bible like they know the Bible because they have read it over and over and over and over and over again. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you want to know the Bible like Brother Freddie, what do you got to do? You got to read it. Oh, he knows the Bible because he went to Bible school. I know people he went to Bible school with that don't know the Bible. Amen. I know people that went to sit in the same classes, heard the same teachers, took all the same courses, who don't know the Bible.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes,
we get the knowledge from this book by reading it. Amen. Yes, over and over and over, systematically. I wonder how often we make up our mind at our New Year's Eve service, I'm going to read my Bible through this year. And we get started. And then we get distracted. Some never make it out of Genesis.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
If we want God's word in us, if we want that in us that will keep us from quitting when the chips are down, when people are talking about you behind your back, that's the way they're doing Jeremiah. They're making fun of him.
Yes, sir.
I mean, they're just giving old man of God a hard time. But he had something in him.
Yes, sir.
He had something in him, and that thing in him, he said, burned like a fire shut up in his bones. Amen. He said, I want to quit. I want to stop. I don't care if these people die and go to hell. I'm tired of preaching to them. They ain't doing nothing about it, but there's something in here. There's something in here. And what that something was the Word of God. That's what kept him going, and that's what will keep you going. Yeah. Amen. When your boss is a jerk. Yeah. Amen. When your wife's in a bad mood. Yeah. Amen. When you go through one of them dry spells at church. You ever have those? Yeah. Where you just really just ain't really getting nothing? Yeah. Amen. I go through them as your pastor. Yeah. You all right? That'll keep you going. People come to this church and they come in on a good day. And we have good days.
Oh, yeah.
They'll come in when I'm in rare form. Oh, yes. Waxing eloquent, brother. I wouldn't know how if I tried. But anyway, I mean just one of those good days when the Spirit of God's here and so real. And they go, wow. It ain't like that all the time.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes we're dealing with problems. Sometimes there's issues going on. Sometimes the finances are bad, like today. Amen. And we're just everyday people trying to survive just like you are. Amen. And what will keep us going in the dry times is if we've got the Word of God in our heart. Amen. If we've got that Word, like David said, hid in his heart. Amen. Let's look at it just for a few minutes tonight. If we're going to have the Word of God in our heart, we are going to have to pursue it. Now, you have to understand that. If we're going to have the Word of God in our heart, we've got to pursue it. You've got to go after it.
Amen.
Amen. You can't lay it under your pillow and it soak into your head. I wish that would work. Wouldn't that be cool? Amen. It don't work that way, man. I heard one guy, and I don't know if this works. I've never tried it. I had one guy tell me that he learned the Bible by playing the Bible on CD by his bed when he slept at night. I don't know. They say your brain never sleeps. You're always hearing it. I know one guy who somebody said, I can read, but I can't retain. And this guy told me, so I'll tell you, I figured out how to retain it. He said, I read it and listen to it, read along with the CD. And he said, that way I'm seeing it and I'm hearing it and I'm retaining more. For somebody to go to all that trouble, that's somebody who wants to know something about this book. Amen. That's somebody who wants to know something about the Word of God. Listen, if we're going to have the Word of God in us, we're going to have to pursue it. That means we're going to have to pick it up. Amen. And sometimes that's just flat out work, to be honest with you. Amen. Sometimes it's just hard. You're not reading it out of delight. You're reading it out of duty. Because you know you need it. I mean, that's like Pepto-Bismol. It don't taste good, but if you know it'll take it, if you take it, it'll help your stomach, amen?
Amen.
Amen. It's kind of like the Bible. When you don't feel like reading it, it's probably when you need to read it the most.
Amen.
Amen. Take your Bible and go to John chapter number 5. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John in the New Testament. John chapter, now hold your finger in Jeremiah though. John chapter number 5. Wonder how many of you have issues in your life you'd like to figure out and know the answers to.
Yes,
yeah. Amen. I have them all the time. Did you know the Bible has the answer for most anything you can face in life?
Yes,
did you know that? I don't know about you, but as a parent, I needed God's help raising children.
Amen.
As a husband, I needed God's help being a husband.
Amen.
Amen. Man, before I got saved, I was crooked. I needed this book to help me know how to live, how to do right by people.
Amen.
Before I got saved, I had a wicked, wicked temper. I mean, really, brother, every car we owned had dents in it where I'd working on it and lose my temper and hit it with a wrench or knock it holes in the sheetrock. Anybody ever done that? Anybody like me never found a stud? That'll break you on it. But I needed help from this Bible right here. Amen. Now look at John chapter number 5. I'm going to show you something in verse number 39. John chapter 5 and verse number 39. He said, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. You got answers that you need in your life. You got situations that you need answers to. He said, search the Scriptures. You know what that means? I think that's going beyond just reading the Scriptures. That's digging.
Amen.
Amen. That's digging. Oh, yeah. I enjoy taking a subject, whatever it may be. Let's say it's faith. Faith. My faith's a little weak. I better just start looking up words on and look up faith. See how many times it's in the Bible. Amen. I'll give you an interesting little word study right quick. You'll find this from searching the Scriptures. You know how many times the word sin is in the Bible? The word sin. Anybody? I may have the number off just a little bit, but I think it's 321 times. Do you know, don't take that for fact. But here, this is the point I'm trying to make. You know how many times blood's in the Bible? 321 times, the exact same amount. Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
I'm not really all that smart. I've got a computer program. Amen. And you look up a word, it tells you how many times that word's found in the Bible. Amen. That's just some neat stuff, brother. That means there's blood for every sin. How about that? Amen. It don't work out in them new Bibles like that, though. It don't work the same in them new. All kind of coincidences about the Bible don't work out like that in them new ones. Amen. But if we'll search the Scriptures, I can know how to love my wife. Amen. What did Ephesians chapter 5 say? Husband, love your wife, even as Christ loved the church, gave himself for it. Wow. She can learn how to be a good wife by reading the Bible. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husband. How about that? Wow. People don't like that word much anymore. Amen. Y'all all right? You say you her boss, you doggone right. You see me throw that little wink in there real quick, didn't you? Amen. Amen. No, we're partners. Amen. But if we're going to have this Bible in us, we're going to have to pursue it. We're going to have to pursue it. Listen, we make far too many decisions in our life without consulting the Word of God.
Amen.
You know what you ought to do? When you get offered a different job, you ought to say, God, give me some Scripture. Show me, Lord, from your Word. Just in my daily reading or whatever, but God, show me.
Amen.
Amen. Before you make a decision about your life, you ought to ask God to give you some light on it in His Word right here. Search the Scriptures. Hey, if you can get confirmation from the Word of God, and I'm not saying make the Word of God fit all your harebrained ideas. Amen. I know people who've done that too. But ask God to give you some guidance. Hey, the guidance He may give you will be don't. Amen. The answer is not always a positive one.
That's right.
Unlike calling them psychic hotlines. Yeah. Why come they don't ever tell nobody something bad?
Amen.
You're going to get hit by a bus in the morning. I'd advise you to stay out of work. Amen. They don't ever tell anybody. Hey, but the Bible will tell you like it is.
Right.
Amen. Not just what you want to hear.
Amen.
Most of the time when people come in my office for advice, they've already got their mind made up. They just want me to agree.
Yes.
Amen. I had a young couple come sit down across my desk and said, we're going to get married. I said, don't do it. Don't do it. Whatever you do, don't do it. Well, we've already set a date. Well, what are you talking to me for?
Yeah.
Amen. They wanted my blessing. That's all it was. Amen. And by the way, they're divorced.
Yeah.
Amen. We make all these big decisions for our life, but we never search the Scriptures.
Amen.
Amen. We never search the Scriptures.
Amen.
Amen. Listen. If we're going to have God's Word in our heart, we're going to have to pursue it. He said, thy words were found. Thy words were found, he said. If they were found, somebody had to be looking for.
Amen.
Somebody had to be looking for. Do you know the best thing about having a Sunday school class, Sunday school teacher? You have to study.
Amen.
You have to study. That forces you to get in that book right there at least one night a week. Amen. Let me go on. Y'all ain't liking this real good, are you? There's got to be a pursuit. He said, thy words were found. But then there's a partaking. He said, I did eat them. Amen. Thy words were found. He said, that was the pursuit. But then there was the partaking of the pursuit. When he found them, he did something with it.
Amen.
I wonder how many of us have got more than one Bible at the house. Well, man, we got Bibles laying everywhere. There's countries, man, where they only get them a page or two at a time and then they eat it.
Amen.
So they don't get caught with it and put in prison.
Amen.
And we've got them everywhere, man. You can buy Bibles at Walmart. Every motel room's got a Bible in the drawer by the bed. Every hospital room's got a Bible in the drawer at the bed. Amen. Do you notice what I noticed? This blew my mind. I just got to mention, it ain't got nothing to do with the message. But I went into a Catholic hospital in Utica, New York to make a visit with a preacher. In Utica, New York. I'm talking about there were Catholics there everywhere. It was a Catholic hospital. Nuns all over the place. I pulled open a little drawer beside the fella's bed. You know what was in there? Gideon Bible. King James Bible. In a Catholic hospital, I thought. Well, I'll be dog. Amen. We've got them everywhere. We've got them everywhere, but ain't nobody taking them in. Amen. He said, I found it. I found your word. I pursued it. I looked for it. I found it. But when I did, I took it in. I ate it. Amen. You know what that means? That means he ate the bad with the good. We're living in a world that just wants to tear out what they don't want. Amen. I don't like that. I think a better translation would be. No, a better translation would be whatever God said. And we just do it. Amen? Amen. Somebody said, God said it. I believe it, and that settles it. No, God said it, and that settles it, whether you believe it or not. Amen? Amen. What we ought to do is just take God at His word and not try to fix it. Not try to massage it. Not try to make it more seeker-friendly. Amen. I don't want a Bible that reads like a newspaper. Amen. You know what you ought to do with the preaching when you hear it? You people do not know what you have. You do not know what you have. You adults. We have 3 adult Sunday school classes. Brother Warren's, Brother Freddy's, and Brother Charles's. Brother Freddy's and Brother Charles's are really good. You have the opportunity to be taught the Word of God. I eavesdrop on these guys. Man, they're awesome. All 3 of them. They ain't narrow one of them. They're as different as daylight and dark in their teaching style. But they're all teaching the same thing. That Bible right there. That class out in the back of that gym, I eavesdrop out there. Man, y'all don't know what you're getting. Are you taking it in? Are you doing anything with it? Somebody did this morning. Somebody come out of there squalling. Said God been dealing with them about doing something and they ain't done it. They said, Brother Eddie, would you help? I said, we'll get you some help. Amen. It's not enough to hear it. But didn't Paul say to be doers also? Not just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. There was a pursuit, but then there was a partaking of the word of God. Amen. That's why he said, I can't quit. He said, this book won't let me quit. I done took it in. It's too late now. Because now it's a part of me. Amen. It won't let me quit. I've got to go on because I took it in. I don't want to use the word argument, but having a disagreement over the Bible with people before. And I take them to scripture and verses. Honestly, have heard people say this, well, I don't care what the Bible says. Have you ever had somebody say that, Brother Freddie? Oh, yeah. I don't care what the Bible says. I thought, my goodness, man. My grandmother said. Yeah. See, your grandmother's wrong. Yeah. Amen. If grandma don't line up with Jesus Christ, something's off.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You're going to have to look and say, well, Granny missed it on that one. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Papa missed it on that one. Oh, yeah. Hey, so many things. Some of those old-timers, God bless them, had God all over them. That's just things they just didn't have figured out about the Word of God. And I'm not saying we got it all figured out. Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah, I had an old preacher tell me one time, y'all can study this out for yourself. I used to be in the coon dog business. And he told me, he said, you got to quit selling them coon dog puppies. I said, why? He said, it's a sin to sell a dog. I said, what? He said, the Bible says it. And I got studying that thing out. It did say it, but it wasn't talking about a Bow Wow dog. It was it was talking about an alternate lifestyle dog, amen. I'm serious, study it out. People, they're not prostitutes. That's exactly right. People just don't understand, man. Listen, don't take my word for everything. Get in that thing yourself. You take it in. Amen. This ain't Brother Eddie's Bible. This is your Bible. Amen. Take that thing in. Brother Charles used to, when I first started pastoring the church, that's 17 years ago, if I quoted a verse of Scripture, he looked it up and checked me on it. I was just nervous. Brother Charles, me turning, boy. He would. He's checking me out, boy. Them old glasses sitting there on his nose like that, watching it. Amen. Amen. Thank God for somebody like that. So I said, ooh, I better make sure I get this right. Amen. There's got to be a pursuit if we're going to have this Bible inside us and part of our life. There's got to be a partaking. I did eat them. Hey, listen. There's so much of this stuff going on today, and I'm trying not to get stuck right here. I'm going to move on. We're going to go eat. There's so much of this stuff going on, like with the Osteen fella. We'll not use the word sin in our church. Something's wrong with that. You know what the problem is? He's preaching, but he's not preaching the whole counsel of God. He's robbing 20-something thousand people every Sunday and playing millions on TV when he stands up because he's not telling them what the Bible said.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm not beating the guy up. That's just the truth.
Amen.
Amen. It'd be kind of like going to the doctor. And the doctor saying, you got a fever and you're weak and tired and you need some rest. But he don't tell you about the tumor in your stomach or in your brain. He knows it.
Amen.
He saw it on the scan. He has it right there. And he could treat it. But he just lets you go on because he don't want to upset you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You know what you'd do? You'd sue that doctor.
Amen.
You'd sue his britches off. I would. I'd own the hospital. But then they turn around and pay the preacher who does it. Amen. I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I want it all, man. Tell me. If it cuts like a knife, tell me. If it stomps my toes, tell me. If it gets in my business, tell me. Amen. Amen. Let's take it all in, not just the part we like.
Amen.
All most people know about the Bible is Psalms 23.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've had funeral directors tell me. He said, the reason you see the 23rd Psalm on all the memory cards in the funeral homes, he said, it's almost always, and there's nothing wrong with that. He said, but the reason that is people don't know any other. That's all they know. And that's a sad testimony for somebody who's supposed to be saved.
Amen.
Amen. We're not taking this book in. You're hearing it week in and week out and week in and week out. And you sit there and yawn.
Amen.
Looking at your watch.
Amen.
We're not taking it in.
Right,
I remember when I first got saved, it upset me when the preacher said one more thing and I'm done. I didn't want him to quit. I didn't want him to quit. I wanted to wind that little fat preacher up and turn him loose again. Amen. I mean, he was feeding my soul, boy.
Amen.
Amen. Some of y'all are through already. And I got two more points.
Amen.
Amen. We got to get back to where we're taking the word seriously.
Amen.
Hey, listen. If you were in college and the teacher was giving a lecture, and you knew you had a big test coming up at the end of the week, you'd probably listen. You'd probably listen. You'd probably take it in. And by the way, there is going to be a test. There is going to be the test. Your faith will be tried. Amen. You're going to run up on a family member or a loved one. They're going to say, I want to ask you something about the Bible. Does that make you nervous when somebody asks you that? When somebody says, hey, you go to church, I got a Bible question. Just because I go to church don't mean I know nothing about the Bible. Let me call my preacher. Amen. We've got to take it in for ourselves. Amen. There was a pursuit of the Scripture. There was a partaking of the Scripture. But then there was pleasure in the Scripture. There was pleasure in the Scriptures. Listen to what Jeremiah said. He said, thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Wow. If you get into the Bible faithfully, and eat the Word spiritually, you'll find that it is a great delight to your soul.
Amen.
Amen. What it does is it gives peace where there ain't no peace.
That's right. Amen.
What it does is it cleans where there's dirty.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
What it does is it washes as we read it. You may not realize it, and you may think as you're reading the Bible, I ain't getting nothing out of this. Yeah, you are. You just don't know it.
Yeah.
Amen. I thought the same thing about broccoli when I was a kid. That is so weird. I hated that stuff so bad, and I love it. Man, that's strange. As long as it's raw and I can dip it in ranch dressing. Amen. Somebody shout right there. Amen. The Word of God will give you pleasure. Amen. Look at Jeremiah chapter number 6. Look at verse number 10. Chapter number 6. I'm almost done. Jeremiah chapter 6. They took verse 10 out of my Bible. He said, "To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach, and they have no delight in it." They have no delight in it. That's where we're living in America. The same as those people who were listening to Jeremiah preach. Did they hear him? Come on, what do you think? Yeah, they heard him. They heard him day in and day out. They watched as he stood and tears ran down his face. He was the weeping prophet. His heart was broken for them. For their sin. They heard it. They heard Noah too. They heard Noah as he preached all them years, it's going to rain. They heard it. But they didn't start building them no boat. They heard it. They didn't take it in. They didn't take it in. Therefore, they got no pleasure in it.
Amen.
They got no pleasure in it. Man, this Bible has a power about it that literally blows my mind. It'll shut demons up. It'll run them down the road. Amen. I'm telling you, it is a powerful book. Amen. Do you get any delight in it? Huh? Do you get any delight in it? Do you still get to those places where you go, boy, that's good. I wish I was a preacher. Amen. I have people come to me all the time. Hey, Brother Eddie, check this out. Brother Danny Wynn, he shows me stuff all the time. Look at this, brother, look at this. Amen. That's somebody who's pursuing that Bible. That's somebody who's having fun with it.
Amen.
Amen. I still like to see those things I've never seen before.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Been reading it for years, but boy, there's still those things in there. You go, wow,
yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's a joy in reading your Bible.
Yes, sir.
Amen. There was a pursuit, there was a partaking, there was a pleasure. Then lastly, I'm done, we'll go eat. There was a placement. There was a placement. Jeremiah said, "I am called by thy name." I am called by thy name. You know what that meant, literally? He was called to serve God.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, "Boy, I wish God would use me. Get some of this book in you.
Yeah.
Get usable."
Amen.
Amen. Get some of this Bible in you. Get all you can. While you can.
Amen.
Amen. And boy, when he sought that book, when he pursued it, when he partook of it, he took it in, when he began to find joy and happiness from it, God said, "I'm going to find you a place to serve.
Amen.
I'm going to find you something to do." Amen. Anybody loves my word like that, I'm going to use you.
Yeah, bro.
Amen.
Amen.
And if we'll pursue this Bible, and we'll partake of this Bible, if we'll find pleasure in the Scriptures again, ain't no telling what God will do with our lives.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand our feet. Thank you, buddy. Sister Ashley, y'all come and sing one if you would. Listen, while they're coming, if it's okay, could we just bow our heads tonight, close our eyes?
There was somebody requested prayer for someone down in the prayer room. And here's what they said. They said, Brother Eddie, they told me who it was. They said they told him this morning. Said he looked me dead in the eye and told me he wasn't saved. And boy, we had prayer for him in the prayer room tonight. We prayed diligently that the Lord would save him right here tonight. If you're here and you're not sure, heaven will be your home when you die. I wouldn't come to you, wouldn't embarrass you for nothing in the world. But I'd just like to pray for you. If you can really know that heaven's your home when you die, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you like to get that settled in your heart if you could really know that? Well, I've got news for you. You can. You can. And somebody can take their Bible tonight. Probably one of your friends. Probably one of your friends can come right to the altar with you and help you pray and show you how to be saved. If that's you, you just say, Preacher, pray for me. I know I need to get that thing settled in my heart. Just slip up your hand. I won't come to you. God bless your heart. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. I just want to pray for you. That's all. Honest. Brother Eddie, I'm not saved. Please remember me when you pray. Anybody else? What about this? Preacher, I know I'm saved. Pray I'd get more serious about the Bible. I know I don't have it in me like I ought to have it in me. Pray I'd get more serious about it. Anybody like that? Just about everybody here. Thanks for being honest. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you again this evening, Lord God, we thank you for your spirit and your liberty tonight. God, you saw every hand that was raised. You know every heart. Please, Lord, just have your way in this invitation, and we'll thank you. We'll praise you, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.